Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, if you go to a gym regularly, you probably have gotten to know a personal trainer or group class leader. They probably look terrific. But while they may have the abs, they probably don't have an enviable salary. Laura Rice from Here and Now contributor Texas Standard looks at the economics.
Hannah Williams wears a lot of hats.
I am a very busy mom and a yoga teacher and a musician, and I actually am an Arbonne consultant as well.
It's true, she's got it pretty good in that she sets her own hours and teaches prenatal and kid-friendly yoga classes out of her home.
Yoga, 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 yoga.
But she says it's not always easy to make ends meet in the fitness world.
Yoga or fitness professionals are always, you know, taking private clients as well as their group classes, or maybe they go into training teachers.
Williams says when she first left her full-time job to take the plunge as a fitness instructor, it just didn't work at all.
I was teaching 8 classes, and I wasn't anywhere near the money that I was making, obviously, at my full-time job. And it was a lot of energy and a lot of work preparing for all of those classes. I completely melted down.
According to the International Health Racket and Sports Club Association, U.S. health clubs bring in more than $24 billion a year. But a recent report by Slate shows it's not the fitness trainers that are raking in the dough. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says median pay for fitness trainers is less than $35,000 a year. Slate found most fitness chains pay trainers at an hourly rate, around minimum wage, plus commission. And though clients may pay $60 to $70 per hour for personal training, Slate reports trainers usually get less than half of that. Steve Curran co-owns CrossFit WCF. That stands for Warrior Class Fitness, outside of Austin. Before he decided to go out on his own, he considered personal training at one of the big gyms.
I just wasn't enamored with the idea of the wages that they paid, and then the scrape for the house was pretty big, I thought.
So now he's working at his gym before and after his day job as a financial advisor. He had to take a little of his own advice when it came to following his personal fitness dream.
We looked hard at numbers and what it would take to actually be reasonably successful. To try to match income would have been very difficult doing it full time unless you really just dive in head first and make that your goal. The process of building the clientele and building a business of that size is really difficult.
Curran says they're happy not to be in the red, but his advice, don't get into personal fitness if you're in it just to make money.
But we sort of all agreed that that's not why we're here.
So whether it's the sound of 180 pounds of weights being dragged across a parking lot that's music to your ears, or the sound of a sun salutation,
yoga, yoga, yoga.
It seems personal fitness is the kind of job you've got to do because you love it. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Rice in Austin.